show. And
was it just one show?
It was just one show, yeah. And then there will be at Madison Square Garden either tonight or tomorrow night. And cultural correspondent Rebecca Lobo-Russian will be attending, and she'll probably give us a report on that when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention, because not that I have an interesting anecdote to tell about it, as a matter of fact, for the opposite reason, because I have no interesting anecdote to tell about it, and because I am proud of how boring I've become on this subject, I did hot room yoga today. Thank you. I think, you know, I think when we reach a certain age in life, I'm 49, I think that there are already one or two subjects in which we're almost federally mandated, not merely empowered, not merely permitted, but federally mandated to develop a couple of subjects on which we are almost cosmically tiresome about. And for me, hot room yoga would be one of those. I do enjoy it, but I don't have anything interesting to say about it, except that it really has changed my life. I'm a much more rooted person. I'm a much more heart-centered person, and I think you would have to say, working with me, that I'm just in touch with my heart these days.
Yeah, I would say that. What specifically, I'm going to hate myself here. What specifically do you do during these yoga get-togethers?
I curl up and cry, but the other people do their yoga exercises. Hot room yoga, which is, in fact, was created by somebody named Bikram. And then Bikram tried to trademark his own name or something like that, so you can't call it Bikram anymore unless you pay Bikram some money or something. So most everybody calls it hot room yoga and just does it differently. But they get that room, as you might guess, really, really hot. And then you do these difficult exercises, most of which I can't do. I can, being an Irish American, 49 years old, I can bend my body maybe 3 to 4 degrees in any particular direction. I have almost.
Yeah, but isn't that the point of doing this, so that you'll get more flexibility?
Yeah, I'm up to maybe 6 or 7 degrees. And actually, the instructor, who is great, I love my yoga instructor, will actually come and kind of press on my body when it's in certain postures. Because, you know, everybody else is sort of curled up into these little, you know, complicated pretzel-like shapes. And I'll be sort of this kind of lump that's not that different from the lump that I am most of the time, but maybe just bent over a little bit more. And he actually will come and press on my body to see whether it can be slightly moved a tiny bit more. And as it turns out, it can. And then sometimes the other people just pile coats on me and stuff like that. You know, so they don't have
so
to
you're a glorified
me.
Coat rack.
Yeah, they don't want to have to look at me while they're doing their But it is afterwards, I do feel, even though if you were to watch me do hot room yoga, you would think that I was like a conscientious objector to yoga, that I was actually there to, you know, to stand kind of still and not do the exercises as a form of protest. But I'm actually doing the exercises as best I can. But afterwards, I do feel cleansed. I feel better. I feel calmer. I feel my heart is full of more charitable impulses. My chakras are more chakrified, more chocolate covered. And I feel like a being of light and sexually pure.
I'm Mike Allen, flying Air One Westbound.
About dating, whether or not it's, you know, things like Match.com, The Right Stuff, eCrush, eHarmony. And then there's all this stuff like that woman we had in here the other day with the 8MinuteDating.com. And there's a whole bunch of other things like that called Turbo Date and Hurry Date and stuff like that.
Turbo Date. I like the sound of that.
Turbo Date.
Turbo,
yeah.
That sounds kind of neat.
That's actually you date a fish in that one. It's not like a turbine. And then reality TV shows like The Bachelorette and Average Joe. And then there's a lot of books these days. There always are a lot of these books, but there seem to be more than ever. Surrendered Single, Find a Husband After 35 Using What I Learned at Harvard Business School, yada, yada. And anyway, so here's this gigantic engine. And anyway, this particular writer found people, young people, young single people who are kind of rebelling against this and just refusing to participate and doing other things instead of focusing on all this stuff and just reacting against this gigantic industry trying to manipulate them into being obsessed with their dating and romantic lives. Some would say this was a trend started years ago by our own Tim Helmacki. Who's been rebelling against the dating industry really since before it was actually fashionable.
Was that really his choice, though? Maybe just kind of like lack of interest from other people?
There's a fine line between choice and personality defect.
Yeah.
And
We haven't found that one yet. We don't know where that falls.
Meanwhile, there's also, here's another thing. This is further proof that everything is an industry. Anything can become an industry. There is, at this point, kind of a diet industry for dogs and cats. That, in fact, there was a statistic that was developed, I believe, by the National Research Council of the National Academy of Sciences. I have no idea what that is. It may be a Scientology front for all I know, but whoever they are, they came up with this statistic recently that it is estimated that 25% of dogs and cats in westernized societies are obese.
Well, guess what?
What?
There's a problem that could be solved rather quickly.
Don't feed them so much?
Right.
Yeah. Well, a much better plan is to buy them really expensive diet food. Yeah, so that's what's actually happening.
Oh.
Pet food manufacturers are pushing a pricier approach, writes Brendan Corner of the New York Times, when it taps into Americans' zeal for the latest low-cal, low-carb, and vitamin-spiked food. I don't know if there's an Atkins diet for dogs yet, because dogs only eat the Atkins diet anyway. I mean, all they want to do is eat meat. But anyway, there is now suddenly. It's great news. You know, anytime you can diversify your brand, it's just great news for those nice people at Alpo. You can do Diet Alpo. Call us right now at 522-WTIC. When I say us, actually, I speak loosely. Because, in fact, I always speak loosely, actually. But I speak even more loosely because Bruce is not here. He's feeling ill. You may have heard him. It sounded like a Civil War field hospital in here yesterday. You might have been able to tell Bruce was sick. It sounded like a death scene from Camille here. But so Bruce, he didn't even try to do the show today. So I'm alone and afraid in a world I never made. And of course, there's several difficulties. As longtime listeners to the show know, and there may be some longtime listeners to the show, we haven't been able to identify them yet. I don't understand how the show works. As a matter of fact, not only do I not understand how the show works, but for the most part, the only time I actually listen to the show is when I'm talking. So I'm not even entirely sure. Like, for example, I believe we do traffic. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe we air traffic reports. Anyway, we'll muddle through together, you and I. And as I say, right now would be the time to call if you have open phone stuff. And I'll tell you who the guests are in just a little while, and you're going to be excited, all right? But Sullivan should have been so lucky to have the guests that we have today. 522-WTIC is one number to call. 1-800-966-WTIC is another number to call. *WTIC. WTIC is one number to call. 1-800-966-WTIC is another number to call. *WTIC. And I want to mention, you know, I realize that we all need to feel special some way. And, you know, I have a lot of opportunities to feel special. First of all, I'm a woman. But beyond that, I you know, I'm a talk show host, but I'm also, and I realize this has become almost as important a part of my identity as anything else. I'm one of the 27 people in the world who watch MSNBC during the daytime. I mean, even at night. How many people watch Hardball? It's like 200,000 or something. It's, you know, it's like a Mooney wedding or something. It's just not that many people ever watch it. But during the day, I have to assume, I mean, it really is, you almost get, there are times you almost get the feeling that there's an entire television network that's being put on just for you. That all of these people are spending all of this time and money and sets and stuff, and if I don't turn it on, if I don't happen to turn it on in my living room while I'm working and preparing for the show, by preparing for the show, I mean lying on the floor whimpering and eating shark cartilage. But if I don't happen to turn MSNBC on while I'm doing that, all of their effort is wasted. It is like the tree that falls in the forest and nobody hears it. Because, I mean, who else could possibly be watching? But anyway, as a result, I've become fascinated. Today I realized that I was fascinated. Okay, we have to back up a little bit and say that Natalie Morales, who looks like a cat, that's number one, and B, used to work in this market on Channel 30. And C, looked like a cat. She went over to MSNBC. And now I guess she's pregnant and she's on maternity leave. And basically, what they do every day on MSNBC, and I like MSNBC, as I say, I'm their viewer. Of course I like MSNBC. And sometimes they talk directly to me, that, like the anchors will say, and another thing, Colin, and over. We'd like to take you to one of our campaign embeds right now, Colin. Because sometimes they can tell, I don't know, they may have some special equipment that indicates that I really am the only person watching at that moment. But, so anyway, I'm killing myself here. I'm just cracking myself up. But, so what they do basically in the afternoon, they just sort of see who's there. And, you know, whoever is there, whoever hasn't like, gone upstairs to the gym or something, they say, you have the show, okay? You have a 2 o'clock show today. And so lately it's been Contessa Brewer. This is actually her name, Contessa Brewer. I'm kind of fascinated with, because she's fascinating. That's why. And then somebody named Amy Robach. And I think that one of them is on the air. I'm thinking maybe it's Amy, because Natalie Morales, comma, who looks like a cat, comma, is pregnant and therefore on maternity leave. And Amy Robach, all I can say is that I was watching Contessa Brewer, and they anchor a show. Although they don't really seem like they've had like a lot of anchor training, but that's part of the charm. They may have actually been working like in human resources or facilities or something like that prior to this. But anyway, I just was watching Contessa Brewer today, and Amy Robach was kind of reading off the teleprompter, and they cut to Contessa Brewer. They did kind of a little reaction shot, and she was just looking at her thinking, "You airhead." And you don't get to see that often. Nobody really does that on the other networks. Anyway, I don't even know why I told you that story, except that it's sort of part of my special little life that I have. I'm the person who watches MSNBC, like maybe here on the East Coast, or maybe some other people in other parts of the country. In some of the red states, there may be other people. We're going to talk, well, first of all, let me run down our list of guests. It is, well, as I said before, you know, Ed Sullivan should have a show like this. George Jepson, who you know is the Democratic State Chairperson, and he's also the former candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and he also balances plates on six. He'll be on at 3:35 with the Jepson Stallion, and they do horse tricks and stuff like that. And so that's 3:35. I'm coming up at 4:10. 4:10 is that Jim Ayman? Jim Ayman's the deputy majority. He's the majority leader. He's the majority leader of the State House of Representatives, soon to be the Speaker, in my humble opinion, of the House when Moira Lyons leaves next year. And so he'll be on. Both of them are going to, well, Jepson will probably talk a little bit. You may be interested to know that the State Department of Motor Vehicles is now getting really upset with Agbar Technologies of Chicago. And they're the people who are supposed to restart the Department of Motor Vehicles emissions program. And, you know, it's been hard for us not to have an emissions program. Personally, anyway, I get up in the morning and think, man, they got to get that going again. You know, when is that going to happen? It's like when you're waiting for the third installment for Lord of the Rings to come out, and you just every day just crawls by agonizingly like an ant going up a drape. Well, that's the way it is waiting for the emissions program to get going again, because we enjoy it so much, and it's so much fun. But anyway, Agbar Technologies is, first of all, nobody can find the Agbar duck. That's the first problem. And number two is that somehow or other, nothing works. Specifically, on Friday, the DMV ordered, and this is according to today's Journal Inquirer, on Friday, the Department of Motor Vehicles ordered Agbar to temporarily shut down a search engine within the website on which motor vehicle owners could find out when to bring their vehicles in for emissions testing, except they couldn't. The test dates were not accurate, and there was a problem with a delay in the start of the emissions program. And also, anybody who was registering a 1989 Volvo, instead they got the Paris Hilton sex date. Instead of their actually emissions date that they were supposed to get, telling them when to go, and actually they got the Paris Hilton sex tape on their computer screens, which I suppose for an emissions program is not entirely inappropriate, but it's still not what people are looking for. So anyway, so there's a problem with that, and there's 106,000 vehicle owners who have received notices from the DMV and are expected to log on to the site to get their new test date. And apparently, the program was supposed to start on September 19th, and that's certainly when I was looking forward to getting back into the world and having my car tested. And instead, it turned out that they postponed it to October 17th because Agbar needed more time to install testing equipment at the garages that were going to do it. And now the website doesn't work. And then they said that the website did work again, and then the Journal Inquirer tried it, and it didn't work. So when employees at the Journal Inquirer plugged in their vehicle identification numbers, an error message came up. Mr. Gibson will probably be talking a little bit about that. Then obviously another big story in the news. You know, by the way, before I say that, you know that EIB store that Rush keeps talking about? They should put me in charge of that. I could find a lot of tie-ins. I could find a lot of ways that even without getting on the website and looking at what's in the store, I can tell you that they don't sell pill organizers, for example. You know, to tell you, like where you look Monday and you open a little compartment and you see if you've taken your OxyContin yet. Also, I would work out a thing where if you sent your housekeeper to pick up the merchandise, 10% off. Okay, things like that. Little tie-ins. Anyway, another big story in the news, obviously, is Governor Roland and his lake house. And now, if you saw the Don Linder, Dave Altamirari story in today's Harper Current, it is now clear that, well, I mean, assuming that that article is accurate, which I'm sure it is, because they're both fine reporters, this is sort of a watershed moment. First of all, because the house is probably in a watershed, you know, there's a lake there and stuff in the Wade Conservation Area. But that's not really what I meant. It may be in a watershed, but it's a watershed moment also because this is the first time that it's, I think, basically clear that the governor is a target. I mean, it can no longer really very plausibly be denied that he's a target of a federal investigation. If they, in fact, are subpoenaing at least three subcontractors who worked on that house, a private dwelling place owned by Governor Roland, either it's the case that they believe that a vast international criminal conspiracy working against Governor Roland has conspired to have his house renovated without his knowledge, which there is some precedent for it, but not much. They believe that he or someone working for him is involved, or they want to know anyway. They want to know. They're inquiring minds and they want to know. It's 20 minutes past the hour. Bruce is not with us today. This is Colin McEnroe. We'll take a little break. At least I think we'll take a little break, and we shall return. Now? Am I supposed to do the Taz commercial now? I'm just kidding. I wrote the book on how to do shows on Relic, that's all right. So just everybody relax. I know what I'm doing. Attention small business owners, does your file server need to be rebooted every week? Are you spending time on the phone hashing out computer problems with tech support rather than servicing, if you know what I mean, your customers? Do you have an employee in your office working on computers rather than the job they was hired to do? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost every night? Wouldn't you rather call a local company that can come to you instead of dealing with big-ass, jerk-faced computer manufacturers far, far away in east-west jerk-ass Texas? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then get in touch with TAB Computer Systems today. That's 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. And get the computer service and support your company needs at a price that's affordable. These are Eric and TJ, the little geeks who do their reprehensible show here on our station on Saturday mornings. But they run a great computer company, and that's TAB Small Business Maintenance Plan with rates as low as $36 per hour. And all of TAB's computers and file servers come with 3-year warranties and parts and labor. But they didn't mean anything to you. If you understood stuff like that, you wouldn't need them. What you need to know is you're going to save time, you're going to save money, and you're going to be dealing with local people whose heads you can knock together if you're not happy with what they do, as opposed to people in Texas where you can't. TAB Computer Systems down in their new Larger Loser facility in East Hartford. All of us on the web at TABcomputersystems.com. TAB is the registered trademark of TAB Computer Systems. TAB Technologies Advancing in Business. You wouldn't... Brief show on Friday after the Thanksgiving surprise visit to Iraq, and one of the things that we talked about, somebody called up, somebody who's at least a semi-regular caller to this show, but I don't remember who, called up asking about the British Airways jet that supposedly saw Air Force One. You know, the White House put out this report that they were spotted in the air. The Air Force One was spotted in the air by a British Airways jet, and that the pilot radioed and said, did I just see Air Force One? And Air Force One reportedly responded, Gulfstream 5, which is a little itty-bitty corporate kind of jet. And one of our smart callers, was saying, you know, how is this possible? And what, did they get close enough to sort of see the insignia? Why would they think that they know that they saw Air Force One? No. Well, according to a wire piece inside the Washington Post, I don't know where else it's run, British Airways contradicts that story. You know, this is like, these people, they can't even tell a straight story when it's to their advantage to tell a straight story. If you remember after September 11th, it took forever to figure out what had really happened to President Bush and why he'd left and why he was in Air Force One. And at one point, Ari Fleischer was up there saying that, you know, they had reliable, credible information that Air Force One was a target and stuff like that, and that turned out to be a complete fabrication. And on and on. Well, I mean, even something as basic as this, where they're flying to Iraq so that he can serve turkey to the servicemen, British Airways says that this whole story is not true. They have contradicted the White House and said none of its pilots queried Air Force One during the super secret flight to Baghdad. And, you know, at the time, I just sort of brushed off the caller that we had on Friday, who sort of said, well, how would that be possible, and how would they think that they knew that they saw Air Force One? And I just said, oh, I don't know, but I'm sure that really did happen and stuff like that. Well, maybe not. So anyway, we've got all of that ahead of us. At some point, it might be interesting also to talk about the renewed debate about reopening Connecticut's liquor stores on Sundays. Apparently in 2004, the state legislature, they will re-debate this thing. Governor Rowland says that he will support legislation to allow the sale of beer, wine, and liquor on Sunday. If I were him, I would want people as drunk as possible right now. I would want people... if I had his problem, if I was facing what he was facing right now, I would want as many members of the electorate, as many of my constituents, to have their mental faculties dulled. So it's not surprising to me that he supports it. And I suppose you could say that for many other people in public life, but including, we encourage people to drink while listening to this show, as long as you're not driving, because we feel it's more enjoyable, and you know, your inhibitions are down at that point, and you're more likely to accept what we say. But anyway, you know what I don't understand is, I mean, it always sort of surprised me that this is supposedly a kind of a revenue thing. I always sort of figured that people did a certain amount of drinking, and that, you know, there would be only a tiny small amount of extra, you know, sort of unplanned drinking people would spend money on if they could on Sundays. But what do I know? Very little, as it turns out. We'll be back with more. This is Colin McEnroe. Bruce is out sick today, and we'll be back with more. And George Jepson, the Democratic State Chairman, coming up in the next segment. It's 3:30 already, and time for the news. Here to do that is Dana Whalen.
Thank you, Colin. Governor Rowland says he has not been contacted by federal officials about his cottage at Bantam Lake. He talked with reporters briefly in Waterbury this afternoon, where he'd gone to attend a University of Connecticut Board of Trustees meeting. The governor was asked about stories in today's Hartford Courant dealing with a federal investigation into improvements made on his summer home. He says he spent between $30,000 and $40,000 on the improvements and paid for it himself by taking out loans. The governor was critical of some of the recent reporting on his administration.
A disturbing amount of time away from the state when I think he could be managing our problems better.
Let me just switch to one last topic. I know this is something that you've considered in the past as a legislator. There's going to be a debate, according to the Journal Enquirer, again next year about whether to let Connecticut liquor stores open on Sundays. Do you have a position on this?
Yeah, I'm a strong advocate of Sunday sales and later hours. I think that this morality from the 20s about restricting when people can buy liquor is absurd, and I also think that we're losing badly needed revenues, because it's not that people will drink more, it's that when they discover they need to buy something, they go across the border, and so it fills Massachusetts, New York, and Rhode Island's coffers, not Connecticut.
Well, I oppose you on this one, but it's mainly because I'm afraid of Edith Craig. And if you're smart, you would be too. But that's your lookout at this point. George Jepson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And we'll have more talk about Governor Rowland in this lake out there. Apparently, Dana just did this report on the news, but apparently he did speak to reporters today, and he said that, first of all, no federal investigators have talked to him, but I believe he was actually scuba diving underwater pretty much all morning. By the time the Hartford Current hit the streets, he was pretty much underneath the surface of Bantam Lake, so that might be one reason he wasn't contacted. And then he said that it's no problem, I guess, because he did, in fact, pay, you know, something close to a fairly reasonable price for all these renovations, somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $40,000. He took out loans and everything, and I think I speak for the, I mean, after all the stuff with the credit card, which was not really explained in a satisfactory way or a particularly forthcoming way or a way that was persuasively truthful, I think I speak for the entire Connecticut press corps, the Democratic Party, and the unaffiliated voters of Connecticut when I say, if you don't mind, we'd like to just check this one out ourselves, all right? Not that your word isn't good on this. Not that we don't completely believe that you paid full price for all these renovations and stuff like that. But if you don't mind, we'd like to see some receipts, okay? We'd just like to look at, you know, whatever paperwork you've got available. We'd like to look it over. Just as a point of curiosity, really, more than anything else. Anyway, this is Colin McEnroe. Bruce is off today. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. Ordinarily, I just believe him. You know, he's the governor of Connecticut. He says he paid for the renovation. Huh. What am I going to say? He's wrong? But there's just been a couple of little anomalies in the past, is all I'm saying. A couple of little tiny things that are hardly worth bringing up. You know, like when he said that when he was up in New Hampshire and he took the credit card, the, you know, sort of regulated money's credit card out by mistake and paid for a hotel room for his own use or whatever it was. And it was a mistake, he just took out the wrong credit card. But then it turned out that he had made that particular mistake like 35 more times or something, or whatever it was. See, then you start thinking, well, it's not so much like the problem as getting the right credit card out of the wallet. That's not really exactly what the problem is. But it, as I said, hardly worth bringing up. I can't even believe I brought it up. I feel incredibly petty for doing that. But it's, you know, if you wouldn't mind, we'd like to just any canceled checks you've got, anything like that, if you just wouldn't mind, we'd like to look at them. Our number is 522-WTIC, 1-800-96.
Colin shall return.
And by the way, I have this great idea for a reality show. I haven't really quite worked it all out yet.
Yeah, well.
It's going to be called Joe Cardinal, all right? And already you like it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's like, there'd be like 20 women, and they wouldn't know that the guy's a cardinal. You know, it's like
actually that's not bad.
Yeah, it's like, you know, because it's like Joe Millionaire, where the guy doesn't really have any money or something. Right. The whole idea of Joe Millionaire.
Surprise!
Yeah. So actually, you know what? It's 20 women, and they think he's a cardinal. They think they're going to get a chance to hang around with the cardinal, but it turns out it's just some horny guy who's not a cardinal. What do you? You know, I never get to do these SA Frink commercials unless Bruce is out sick, because the guy, the account representative who does these things, and as they say in the USFL, he hates me. For holiday decorating and gifts, visit an SA Frink Garden Center, 67 Payne Road, Newington. Sam, Aldi, and Darlene will help you with everything you need, from handmade customized wreaths to the finest Christmas tree you ever had. I do a good job with these SA Frink wreaths. I don't know what people are talking about. Choose a live tree for planting, pre-cut, or artificial for decorating. Take home a jolly Santa, animated or legged figure, as well as inflated figures for your lawn. And, you know, if you have inflated figures on your lawn, batten them down, or Tim Melnicki is going to be taking them for, you know what. All right, choose, maybe this is why I don't get to do the commercial. Choose from a large selection of 3D deer with lights, curtain lights, net lights, and regular sets. The festive spirit of Christmas is everywhere at S.A. Frink with gifts for gardeners. Browse the extensive selection of garden statuary, weather vane sundials, and over 50 kinds of bird baths, plus bird and squirrel feeders. Choose poinsettias, Christmas cactus, and Christmas logs filled with greenery. Don't settle for the usual in holiday decorating gifts. Visit S.A. Frink Garden Center, a family-owned and run business, just plain nice people, too. S.A. Frink Garden Center on Payne Road in Newington, off the Boylan Turnpike. That's the Berlin Turnpike. Behind the Olympia Diner, open 7 days a week.
Another lending success story.
The W Music was brought to you by our many sponsors and the WTIC family. You know, I just want to say this, and I don't mean to cast asparagus on the work of Jim Amon or George Jepson, but to tell you the truth, I don't think that the Democratic Party in Connecticut is anywhere near top enough about this stuff. If I were the king of the forest, if I were the king of the forest, what I'd be saying, you know what? We've had enough of this stuff. I mean, we've had it. We've had it with CRA and Enron, where we can't get a freaking straight answer out of anybody. And we've had it with the freaking credit cards and the staying in the Tommaso houses, and we can't get a straight answer about any of that stuff. And we've had it with the Alabozek pleading guilty, and what's going on with the gold getting buried in the yard, and the Sylvester stuff. He was on your ticket. What's going on with that? Benny Andrews was on your ticket. Well, how come your ticket's like going to prison? Your under ticket? And so now this thing with the Bantam House, and maybe this is just me talking, like if I were like the majority leader or whatever, I would say, maybe you're clean on this one. But you know what? Get all the canceled checks out there on the table today, Bunky. I want to see a freaking special on primetime television with Bob Vila and Norm the Carpenter walking around your house in Bantam. And you show us everything that got done and how you paid for it. Because the time for dancing around this stuff is over. We've had it. We'll provide CPTV time, and Diane will host a positively legitimately paid for in Connecticut special on your house out in Banta Lane. You show us how you pay for all this stuff. We've had it. That's what I'd be saying. I thought I sounded pretty good just now. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to do any of the other stuff if I were majority leader or if I were state chairman. I don't know what else you have to do, but in terms of making just the inflammatory remarks that other people have to respond to, I think I'd be very good in that capacity. I think I've got a flair for it. Anyway, let's talk to Ivan in Glastonbury. You know, it just wouldn't be a Christmas without a Vermont teddy bear under the tree, and adults love them as much as the kids do. Everybody loves a Vermont teddy bear, and they got a mother and cub set. That's perfect for mom and grandma. Who would the mother and cub set be perfect for mom and grandma? I don't know. Add as many cubs as you need with the kids' names in the answer. Oh, I see. So grandma gets the mother bear and then you put their grandkids' names in the lounge. That's how it works. Or there's a baby's first Christmas beer, put the baby's name on the bib, and there's even a pregnancy beer for moms to be. Each is handmade in the mountains of Vermont, and it was the original design of the first teddy bear from 1902. Whoa. Vermont teddy bears are only available directly from the Friendly Bear Counselors at 1-800-829-BEAR. They're all looped up on Cannonball's key and their heartbeat about once a minute. They're so laid back. So they're easy to talk to, and you'll feel amped up. Peace, they got a Peace on Earth bear and an angel bear and a Santa bear and a blue Christmas bear. Whatever kind of bear Christmas you're having, you got a holiday heartthrob bear wearing silky heart boxers and a Santa hat. You lost area, or you have to figure out how that kind of bear, there's something wrong with you. There's absolutely the best bears you'll find, bears that will become old friends, or even unconditionally guaranteed for a lifetime. If you take a bazooka hit, they guarantee it. I don't really know what that means, though. And the reaction you get when you send a Vermont teddy bear is unbelievable. They make people smile. So order now and have the bear delivered overnight or Christmas week. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. Call 1-800-829-BEAR today. You can tell I haven't done this commercial in a while. Or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. And tell them Howard Dean sent you.
Ethan Collins shall return. Dan Pope and Stuart O'Neill will be there tomorrow night.
So you're going to read? We're going to do a little bit of reading we're going to give prizes away.
You don't give prizes away at your book.
Well, I never thought about giving prizes away.
For Matt,
I'm going to get Edward just to see that I'm giving away a few.
Somebody's here, but they don't know it yet.
That's right. We're just giving away a few that will start somebody's here. I never thought about this whole idea of giving away prizes before. I think that's a very good idea.
$95 a month, so you can talk all you want during the holidays.
Okay, I'm about to leave for the airport. Can I bring anything when I get there?
How about eggnog?
That's it?
Maybe a pie?
Right now, get voicemail, caller ID, and more, guaranteed.
Pie and eggnog.
Oh, and candles.
Pie, eggnog, candles.
And a turkey.
Okay, what?
Or duck, whatever, but lots of side dishes.
Right now, it's $54.95 for calls anytime, anywhere in the U.S. from your home phone.
At least you got a table and chairs.
Oh, my gosh, good thinking.
The all-distance package. One more way, we bring it all home for the holidays.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
And I was assumed very lively and excited. And at one point, I was riding back on a train from New York, and I was talking to a friend on the phone, and I was talking about the concert that I'd been to the night before, and I said, it had those Tibetan monk guys who did the throat singing, and the guys would go, check out AOL for broadband and get exclusive.
I remember that whole incident on the train with the throat singing, and I was talking on the cell phone, and I was talking to a friend, and I was talking about the Tibetan throat singers, and I was, in fact, saying, the ones who go, and my friend said, Colin, are you alone in the train car right now? And I said, well, now that you mention it, no, I'm really not. There's lots of other people who are living. It was one of those cell phone moments where you kind of forget that lots of other people can hear you. And on the other hand, I was sort of thinking maybe they were enjoying it. It wasn't like I was being some kind of royal a-hole talking about, what an important jerk I am or something. I was doing a Tibetan throat singing imitation, which there's some situations where somebody gets on a subway car and does that and people give him money. Think about that. Well, the music you hear is Mr. P doing a chicken. Mr. P is our closing band here. Jonathan Chatfield on keyboard, and we'll take a few phone calls. So I got time for one, maybe two phone calls, 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, *WTIC. Meanwhile, from Bogota, Colombia, first they grew coffee, but after prices for the crop collapsed, then they started growing coca, which is the raw ingredient, obviously, for cocaine. And now, hundreds of rural Colombians, hoping for a better living, are trying their hand at making a whiskey lingerie for a French retail chain under a new UN-backed program. I knew that Kofi Annan's obsession with lingerie is going to pay off someday. And this is it. The Whiskey G-Strings Revealing Bras and Lacy Garter Belts went on sale Saturday at Carrefour's 11 stores in Colombia. The undergarments will be sold at its overseas outlets in coming months, too. So instead of growing an illegal drug and being part of a horrible system that involves leftist rebels and right-wing paramilitary groups and chaos and death, they'll be part of sex instead, which is so life-affirming. It's so wonderful. It makes me feel good. I mean, just to think about it, not sex, actually. Never mind. Never mind. I have enough to story you, but I've lost it. Where is that other story?